This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The nation's newest national monument is in Colorado. President Biden came to the Rocky Mountains Wednesday to confer that designation on Camp Hale, a World War II Alpine training ground in the mountains near Vail. The president said the area's new status honors U.S. veterans and protects the site's natural beauty.
Soaring peaks and steep canyons, black bears, bald eagles, moose, mountain lions, waterfalls, pristine rivers, alpine lakes.
The president said the National Monument will honor the area's indigenous people, and there's more on yesterday's designation in just a few minutes this morning. Mesa County is opting out of the state's new paid family leave program, CPR's Dina Sieg explains.
The voter-approved program goes into effect over the next few years. It covers a portion of a worker's lost wages when they take time off to care for a new baby or other loved one. But the state law allows local governments to not participate, and a growing number of them are taking that option in order to avoid paying premiums into the plan. Individual public employees can still opt into the state program at their own expense. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Longmont is the latest city in Boulder County to take on gun safety. The Longmont City Council directed staff to prepare five new ordinances during its meeting this week. Louisville, Superior, and the city and county of Boulder passed similar laws this summer. All were met with lawsuits from the gun rights group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. Colorado's mountain towns got an economic boost in the pandemic-fueled rush to spend more time in the great outdoors, but enthusiasm for travel may be cooling.
We certainly don't count on revenues increasing the way they have in recent years.
Now ski season is approaching and resort towns are maybe adjusting their expectations of what the next few months will bring. And that's in about 15 minutes this morning. In the mountains and all across Colorado, a mostly sunny day in Vail, 56 this afternoon. Colorado Springs, 65. In Denver, 67 and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.